Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's hump day.
Hey, you big hands here, dude.
Hello.
Run in.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the Humpty.
This is an NFL Hump Day Roundup with Isaac and Sue.
If y'all ain't excited about this game, you can't get excited about no other games, man.
It's Wednesday. Hump Day with Isaac and Sue on 1080. The Hump.
By the way, real quick before we begin humping, the Pac-12, Larry Scott, just put out a statement saying that he appreciates Governor Newsom and Governor Brown's support, the former of which is consistent with the very productive conversation that he and I had earlier today. He said our California and Oregon universities will now individually and immediately reach out to their relevant county public officials to seek clarification on what is required to achieve the same clearance to resume contact practice and competition. We're eager for our student athletes to have the opportunity to play this season as soon as it can be done safely in accordance with public health. So the wheels are a-turning, as you like to say there, with the Pac-12 trying to play catch-up here.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm guessing kids are, if they're not back on campus, will be called back
right
immediately.
They're heading back.
Yeah.
They'll be there. The testing will be there at the end of September. And I'll bet you, I'll say it again, I bet you they fired up by October 24th to align with the Big Ten.
Boy, if that does, that will be a monumental effort. Don't know if it's smart, but it would be something.
Smart.
Yeah. I think that's asking a lot of the kids.
All right, so here's what's going on in the NFL. I'll set the mood with a little audio real quick. Okay?
Okay.
Do you want audio? Do you like audio?
I do like audio.
Since it's the radio?
It's well been established over the 16 years we've been doing this.
That we like this medium.
And you, the editorial we, fan of audio.
We like talking and you not seeing us.
Yes.
Those years we were on TV.
Request denied.
That was no good. That was no good for anyone.
That's all right. Neil O'Shea made sure that's not a thing anymore.
Theater of the mind.
Yes.
Jason, theater of the mind. And here's a clip from this past Sunday's NFL goings-on that involves, Jerick McKinnon.
Yes.
Right? He's a running back.
San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
The San Francisco treat.
Did you catch this on the Arizona-San Francisco broadcast? Were you watching that game?
Oh, yeah. I was flipping back and forth.
You may have missed this. But Jerick, his name is Jerick, J-E-R-I-C-K, but may have missed this one.
Oh, thanks very much for yourself, Chris Circle, Jerick McKinnon.
Hey-o!
What do you think?
Wow. Can I get that one more time, by the way? This is like the Ezekiel Elliott stomach tattoo. I missed this.
Laura, thanks very much for yourself, Chris Circle Jerk McKinnon.
Good old Circle Jerk McKinnon. Boy, if...
So I think what he was trying to say...
Yeah, what was he trying to say?
He was trying to say Chris Circled Jerick McKinnon.
Right.
But he said Circle Jerk McKinnon.
Chris Circled as in...
Like on the screen.
The telestrator.
Telestrator, yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. If Circle every one of his teammates doesn't immediately call him Circle Jerick McKinnon at every turn, shame on them. Shame on them.
Laura, thanks very much for yourself, Chris Circle Jerick McKinnon.
So that sets the mood.
Oh, God bless you. But did you catch that live?
No.
Oh.
I only saw it later.
How about you? Like, when I'm watching games, I'm in and out half the time. I'm getting up.
Flipping around.
I'm getting up. I'm flipping around. I got other stuff. Very rarely Do I have the ability to sit down and like watch a game start to finish? It just doesn't happen for me.
All right, here is what's going on today. I contend the Niners are going to finish in last place in the NFC West, but that's a hot take.
That is definitely, I'm not sure which is a hotter take, the Pac-12 starting by October 23rd or the Niners in last place.
Well, look, it's a tough division. The Arizona already beat them on their home field.
That is true.
And the Rams are much better. The Seahawks are good. It's going to be a tough division. And the Rams, you know, remember the year the Rams went to the Super Bowl, the next year, which was last year, they finished third.
Yeah.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility. No, and plus, Jimmy Garoppolo sucks balls. How about that?
I love that everyone now has gone from, like, Jimmy G, quarterback.
No,
but Jimmy G to being like, and now it's like,
he's terrible.
They've been exposed to him enough. He's terrible.
We hate Jimmy G.
No, I was never on his bandwagon.
Like, all of a sudden, he's Mitch Trubisky.
That's who Mike compared him to yesterday.
When I watch him in the pocket looking all lost, it reminds me of Mitch Trubisky.
He's no Gardner Minshew, that we know.
Clearly.
The Niners today placed Richard Sherman on the IR. He has a leg issue.
Yeah, he'll be so gone he'll be for 3 weeks.
At least 3 weeks.
Yeah,
Jason.
No one's saying what it is. Like, he's you know, it's
a calf injury.
Yeah, calf, but then like
he strained his calf in week one.
People are worried because with the calf and then the Achilles, and he's had that issue before. So there are some whispers, and that's all they are is whispers, that the calf may be related to the Achilles, and this could be worse, but we'll see.
Pete Carroll says the Seahawks need to run the ball more. This now, after Russell Wilson literally carved up the Atlanta Falcons
with
his arm.
And I get that Seattle wants to, like, they are a run-first team.
As a Chris Carson fantasy owner, I'm happy to hear that.
And they have been, except it's like by committee now. Everyone basically had split carries. Yeah. I am fascinated at their refusal to just admit that they've got an MVP. Let him go.
Can we talk about this a little bit?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, good. We have a sports talk show. Might as well talk about it.
Yeah. Sports!
Well, I love Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll's really good, okay?
See, by the way, he turned 69.
Yeah, he's old. He's old.
He does not seem like he's 69.
But he's been around a long time, and there's nothing else that he needs to prove, right?
No. Hall of Fame,
no question. He's great. But isn't he just being old, stubborn football guy?
A little
like,
bit.
It's just his philosophy. That's his philosophy, and I'll be damned if he'll evolve it.
But look at this. You've got.
He doesn't care. He's almost 70.
You've got a combination of Carlos Hyde, Chris Carson, who's the other one? Homer, right? Travis Homer. Like, that's your.
Is that the rookie?
That's your three-headed back. Yeah, that's your three-headed back. And then you've got Russell Wilson. Who
MVP
is
caliber.
MVP, candidate. I think, is the best
Probably
player.
Probably MVP frontrunner early in the year.
Let's be great.
I think he's the best player in the NFL. I get some people, Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, but he's clearly a top three. Why?
Top four, yeah. Gardner Minshew, thank you.
Why are you insistent?
Yeah. Don't leave out Gardner Minshew ever again.
On pounding the rock with these guys. I mean, I get like.
Again, it's just he's just old school football. We gotta run first.
I guess.
Opens everything up. Here's a stat for you. Seattle. Only three games since 2018 where they've reached 10 passes before 5 runs. That's only happened 3 times.
Yeah.
It happened Sunday. You care to guess their record in those 3 games?
Let's see here. I'm going to go with 0-3.
3-0.
What? I can't believe it. You're telling me that Russell Wilson throwing the ball is a good thing?
But Petey just, he wants to feed the beast.
I don't understand if it's an element of like you're afraid he's going to get hurt or let Russ eat.
How many times do you talk about stubborn football coaches?
Yeah.
They're the most stubborn people
Russ
in the world.
Cook.
Let Zeke eat. Let Russ cook. Russ wants to cook.
Pete Carroll is just stubborn. This is the way you win football games, according to him.
Yeah.
He ain't backing off it at 69,
no,
dude.
No. I want to see them just call run plays and Russ just check out of them and just like, you know, like, yeah, no.
Well, I will say just
this,
to be
this
a
is audible and I'm going
to
cook
just to be a fear monger. You could if they don't win. It looks like they played pretty good on Sunday. I think that's a good team.
They played
right?
Great.
And Russell Wilson's excellent. So they'll probably be fine. But should you get some losses and some really tough losses and, you know, they start having some problems, this is going to become a thing. it's going to become a problem where you could divide, you know, the Russell Wilson people versus the Pete Carroll run the ball people.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking like in the organization.
Well, supposedly, remember that this was the thing back in the day. That was one of the things that like tore the team apart, is that the defense didn't like that Russ was being elevated. But at this point, you can't argue. He's so much better than anyone else on the team. I just am trying to think, is there another?
Is he better than Andy Reid, Pete Carroll?
Yeah, I think he is. He's more accomplished. I mean,
well, they've each won a Super Bowl.
Pete Carroll, for what he's done in the NFL, there's just not, like you said, there's nothing left to him to prove. He should have two. He's got multiple national championships. I mean, both are well-respected coaches. I tend to give the nod to Pete Carroll. He hasn't been around as long in the NFL as Andy Reid, but Pete Carroll has never really had failures in the NFL. He has been a consistent winner since coming up from putting together the best modern-day dynasty, well, this side of Alabama. You know, both are legendary guys. Both will be Hall of Fame guys, without question. I guess I just gave the nod because of the college thing along with Pete Carroll.
Do you think Pete will start running the wishbone?
The flying V? I'm just trying to think of another in his prime quarterback. I guess maybe Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
did they have the reins on him like this?
Yeah, I guess when LaFleur came on board, that he wanted to run the ball more, pound it, not audible out, and play within the confines of this system, and wanted to put the reins on. I was going to say, is there another guy in his prime, especially that can move like this? But I guess Rodgers has battled a little of this in Green Bay, and it's just, like you said, it's a philosophy thing.
All right, Bill Belichick news and some injury relief for the Eagles. Coming up next on our NFL Hump Day Roundup on The Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, in the news is next. How unsafe is the air we are breathing from these wildfires? And we've gotten to the bottom of the Beachy Creek fire.
Yeah, Rob apparently doesn't care. He's out there golfing in it.
I did not golf. I practiced. Big difference.
How is that any different?
He's out there in it.
Well, it's an hour versus 5 hours.
Oh, okay. So, but you're out there.
Pretty big difference.
So you're only smoking like 8 cigarettes.
And I wear my
15. It's 15 packs a day, right? Wasn't that
one? No.
15 cigarettes. But we never could figure out how long you had to be outside for it to be the equivalent of 15 cigarettes.
Well, if he's only out for an hour, probably then he had like one cigarette.
That's fine.
Well, I wear my N95, but not when hitting full shots.
Really?
Yeah, because my front shoulder hits the mask.
Oh, so you gotta.
So when I'm putting, I can wear it.
But when you're.
But when I'm hitting on the range,
you gotta keep it tucked
because that mask. Those things are like beaks. Those N95s, they stick way out.
Yeah,
because you squeeze the nose, you know?
Sure.
So I can't hit balls with my N95.
Well, it's true. It's like when you're at the gym, they tell you that you need to wear a mask unless you're doing something strenuous. Then you can pull it down. But I find that interesting because when you're doing something strenuous, that's when you're breathing out the most.
Right.
And I would think that that's when you need the mask on the most.
I go to the gym, sit around, and read.
Yeah, you do.
And then I can wear my mask.
There you go. I've gone to the Net Gator now when working out.
Ah.
It's easier. It's a much easier thing to do if you're exercising or golfing or whatever.
No question.
I've gone full Net Gator.
I've just started bringing two masks because when the one gets too sweaty, I'll just swap it out for the non-sweaty one.
The Net Gator is a great way to go, and it's only going to get better because it's getting colder.
Yeah.
See, the Net Gator in the summer, it just gets kind of hot.
Sure.
But now as the weather is cooling off, the Net Gator is going to be great this fall.
I finally broke down. I ordered some because you have to wear them at the gym, and it's made... It's made the gym life a lot easier than the masks.
Okay, this is NFL Hump Day Roundup. Just a couple more notes, and then we'll get in the news in here. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
I have sad news.
What do you got?
I can't even imagine.
Bill Belichick's mom has died.
Who would have thought Bill Belichick's mom's still alive? Because Bill's...
He's old.
He's got to be like in his 70s, right? Close to it?
I would imagine he's like Petey, right? You said Pete's 69.
Pete's 69 is Bill Belichick younger than Pete Carroll.
Oh, really? How old is
68.
Oh. Huh.
But I would not have guessed that. So I guess it's 68. That's, you know, mom could have had him young.
So Jeanette was 98.
That's a good long run.
She lived in Annapolis, Maryland. She was a Spanish and French teacher at Hiram College in Hiram, Ohio in the 1940s. And that's where she met old football coach Steve.
Yeah.
And they humped and had Bill. And Steve died in 2005.
Yeah.
But they married in 1950. Bill was born in 1952. And, yeah, that's the story of the Belichick family.
Yeah, no one got divorced back in the day. Even if they hated each other, you just, you know, some Irish Catholic family just sucking it up for 59 years.
She clearly hated him because, you know how they say, like, love, you know, when one dies, the other one is not long after.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kicked for another 15 years.
It's like, screw that. Finally. Like,
finally, he's gone.
Well, it's like,
peace and quiet around here.
Death to us until death do us part. But that means you're free to date when someone dies. So, you know. It can be a little, you ever know that couple, like where you, like they're celebrating 50 years of marriage and everyone thinks it's really great, but you know them and you know that they absolutely loathe each other?
No.
It's, oh, I've been to a couple of those.
Really?
Yeah.
50th wedding anniversaries?
Yeah, like really, really, I've been around a long, long time and people are like, what a magical union. And they just despise each other.
They're just too lazy to get divorced.
They're just too lazy to get divorced. Yeah. Well, and for a lot, like back in the day, divorce just wasn't a thing.
You didn't do it.
No. Like you stuck it out. You stuck it out.
Eagles play the Rams this week, and Philly will get two starters back. Right tackle Lane Johnson and running back Miles Sanders will return. So that's good. They need that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were down. Their three best offensive linemen were out. And, you know, the two were out for the year, and then Lane Johnson was out. So like, there's just not many teams. And this is why I liked Washington in that game. There's just not many teams that can recover from their three best linemen being out. I mean, that's a huge blow.
Sanders had the most rushing yards in Eagles rookie history last year. Nice little player. Pete Carroll says Sunday's game should happen, but they are talking about monitoring the air. You know, the Seahawks are hosting the Patriots.
Yeah.
Scam Newton's coming up.
Scam Newton. Well, that's certainly, this would be a much bigger test. I didn't think New England looked as good as everyone else did.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you were. I don't care about
the. I just think they're boring.
I was
with Cam.
I was intrigued by Cam.
And I think Miami sucks.
I was kind of with Suk. I saw all this praise for the Patriots, and I was like,
I didn't
really.
Well, wasn't it a close game until the end?
Yeah,
right at the
yeah.
End?
And Cam Newton had two rushing touchdowns,
and they were creative. It was nice watching them. I thought some of their red zone stuff with Cam and the designed run game was really interesting
Ryan
to watch.
Ryan Fitzpatrick threw like three picks.
But yeah,
shocking.
I just wasn't impressed with Miami, and I didn't think that New England blew my socks off either, so
whoa.
I'll be interested to see what happens here, because I do think Seattle is a Super Bowl type team, and I'm gonna need to look at the spread on this, but I may just go ahead if this thing's within 5 or 6 points. I think I'm just gonna gobble that up and take the Hawks.
Shameless plug.
Well,
tomorrow tomorrow at 4, our NFL challenge picks against the spread. You and I both went 3-0 in week one.
I'm looking at this right now.
What is the spread on that game?
That's where I'm heading right now.
And by the way, they may not play it. Wildfire smoke,
yeah.
Dude.
Well, I think Seattle is favored by 3 or 4.
Well, that's it.
I think it's the first time the Patriots have been underdogs in like 4 years.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's 60-something games that the Patriots have been favorites. And this will be the first. 3.5 to 4, depending on where you're looking at it. Boy, if I can get that at 3.5, I am all over the Hawks. I is not impressed by the Pats.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I'd say right now that's
put
one
your
of
money
my
where
picks.
Your mouth is tomorrow during the NFL challenge.
Don't try to take it.
What do you mean? You're the one that took one of my picks last week.
Look, we all wanted
my lock of the week.
We all wanted the same lock of the week because it was as clear of a lock of the week as possible.
Wait, now Mike is angling to have.
I feel like exactly
what?
Yeah,
that
what
was
is happening?
That was my first pick, and then when you told me your picks, you said Arizona. I was like, ah, hell, I can't do it. And Suk didn't listen and picked it anyway.
No.
And you gave it to him.
Well.
I wasn't going off my Cardinals. I was taking them. Go to hell, man.
Such a lock.
Go to hell.
God.
Thank you for my.
If Seattle's minus 3.5, then maybe we should all get it because that's a lock.
Yeah, I already took it. I already claimed it. You can't have it.
I don't think that is a lock.
You can't have it.
I don't want that one.
Good. Mike, you can't have it. Screw you.
Cam Newton's going to run all over Chris Carson. It's going to be
a
runoff.
I'm 1-2 last week. I need some help. Come on.
What else was I going to tell you? Oh, Bruce Arians said there is no problem between he and Tom Brady.
Well, he was critical of Tom Brady.
He actually really was.
Bruce Arians is critical of everybody. That's just Bruce.
So if you didn't see it, if you didn't know, Tom Brady now plays for Tampa Bay.
Yes.
And Belichick never says anything in press conferences. Bruce Arians will, and he said, you know, I thought the quarterback sucked. Yeah. I'm not quoting him. But he was like, yeah, Tom looked really good in practice, but, man, he didn't play very well, so I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah, he said he was really surprised at the struggles because he said he looked like Tom Brady in practice. He did not look like Tom Brady in the game. I don't think Tom is – I don't know which is better, getting, like, a red-assed Bill Belichick behind the scenes and just being cold and distant, or Bruce Arians being critical of you in the post-game presser.
Yeah, I don't know. But Arians has come out now and said – there's no friction between he and Brady.
We're fine.
Brady's got thick skin. He can handle it.
Sure.
He says, Tom and I are fine. I really don't care what other people think, so it's just what he and I think. We left the stadium fine. We showed up today fine. There ain't nothing to talk about. By the way, Bruce Arians looks so unhealthy.
Well, remember, he had to retire because he was dying.
God. He looks like his face... Well, he's really red-faced and bloated. Well, I mean, it looks like he's about to pop.
By the way, I'm not making that up. Bruce Arians had to step down because he had... He couldn't let football go.
He looks worse.
And it was killing him. He's pulling an Urban Meyer.
Who is more likely to die from football, Bruce Arians or Mike Zimmer?
I'm still going to say Bruce. I'm going to say Bruce. Because Zimmer looks like at least he keeps himself in good shape.
Or Jerry Kill.
Yeah, Jerry Kill.
You remember that dude?
Yeah, he's not coaching anymore.
I think he is. I think he's an assistant.
I thought he was gone.
Didn't he go to... I thought he went to Washington State.
Let me look this up. But it is amazing to me that...
He's at TCU.
He's at TCU.
And yes, he is coaching.
Oh, boy. Think about this. Like, you, whether it's Urban Meyer, Bruce Arians, or Jerry here, like, the game is literally killing you. Like, the stress, you hate life so much that you can't imagine doing something that won't kill you. That's where they're at. And yet each one of them has left and been like, oh, I'm done. I'm going to focus on my family and just, I've got enough money. I can do what I want. And they can literally just retire and fish and golf and do some like TV work. And every one of them has to come crawling back to the thing that's killing them. It just...
They can't get enough.
It blows. That's like...
It's their identity.
That's like if your doctor said, Rob, radio is killing you. And so we just need you to play golf, talk about radio in your spare time, and just go live a comfortable life. And you're like, I can't do it. I got to get back in there and get my hot takes. It's just, it's mind blowing. But that's where we're at.
NFL Hump Day Roundup Wednesdays at 4. In the news next, here's Mike.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Soup.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're cruising. We've got sports fight audio coming up today. The Pac-12 is on the road to returning. Question is when. Now the Mountain West is following suit. They're like, yeah, we'll play.
why the hell not?
Although the MAC came out today and was like, yeah, we're not playing.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, darn it.
Well, some of this is just going to come down to resources and, you know, testing. And because we can say what you want about the political pressure and all that. And that played a huge role in this. But none of this happens in the Big Ten or the Pac-12 if you didn't have that daily rapid testing that was available.
Would anyone miss the MAC? I mean, come on.
Someone would. I'm sure there's someone in Toledo that can't get enough MACtion. But occasionally there'll be like a... There'll be a MACtion game on if there's nothing else happening, then I'll flip over. But if you care, like during the spring, you can watch like Mountain West or the MAC. The FCS, the championship, they've put out their schedule and for what they're going to do. And that's going to be in spring as well. So you can get some college football year round.
All right. It is September 16, 2020. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Thank you. Today is Mexican Independence Day.
Okay. Not Cinco de Mayo, as a lot of people think.
I love Mexico. I eat taco salad.
I actually do love Mexico. One of my favorite places to go. Wonderful people.
Why do you say actually? You don't need to say actually.
I'm saying actually because you were
That means it's a surprise that you like Mexico. It's not a surprise. Mexico's great.
You were being a wise ass.
You were being a little snarky.
No, I was making fun of the president.
I know. You were being a wise ass.
Remember that when he did that?
I remember.
He's like,
We all remember.
He had a taco bowl or something?
He said Trump Tower makes the best taco bowls in the world.
I love Mexico. Thumbs up picture.
Yeah, good times.
Tacos I've ever had. Todos Santos, Mexico. It's fantastic.
National Guacamole Day as well.
Ooh, who doesn't love guacamole?
Hey, have you been seeing that hot guacamole commercial that's been playing? You know, where they're stirring the big vat of guac?
Have you
seen that?
Is that the Chipotle commercial?
I think it is.
Is there a hot stirring it or what?
No, it's a dude.
It's just a big overhead shot of guacamole being stirred. And my God, do I want to jump in there and eat that.
Mm-hmm. You get some good homemade guac.
Oh. Nothing better.
Except I got a real issue. Like at Cheapo Latte, really like $3.
Because they know you're going to want it.
It's always
guacamole,
expensive.
Guacamole, that's asinine.
But do you order it?
No, I don't.
Yes, actually don't do. Either.
Oh, come on.
I don't. I refuse. It pisses me off.
I get sour
I'm very surprised by that.
$3.
It could be $5. Yeah, give me guacamole. Come on.
You do this, you go to a Mexican restaurant, you get guacamole on 90% of the dishes, but if you order it extra, like just a side dish of it, $72. Apparently, it's like, why is it made of gold? It's like beef jerky.
Avocados are expensive.
Yeah, that's why.
Are avocados expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why guacamole is expensive. Air quality alert remains.
They're no pistachio, but they're expensive.
Yeah. Pistachio, just nuts of any kind.
Air quality alert remains in effect until noon tomorrow.
So we're fine afternoon at 1 o'clock? We can just do whatever we want?
No, they keep pushing that back. Air quality alert was like until Sunday earlier this weekend.
It keeps changing. Now, how unhealthy is this air? Let's ask the experts, okay?
I'm ready to ask.
Because there are wildfires, so we're breathing in all this smoke, you know?
Yes.
Even indoors, the air has felt unhealthy. Air purifiers are sold out. Like, you can't buy one.
I'll tell you what. If you've got one, if like in your HVAC system, if you get one of those air filter, like air scrubber things, I got mine last year from Clausen. That thing is worth its weight in gold during a time like this. It is such a game changer.
According to Dr. Gopal Alada, an associate professor of medicine specializing in pulmonary and critical care at OHSU, there aren't many answers to this question, how unsafe is this air?
So much like everything else, we don't know.
The challenging issue with long-term effects is that it has to be studied for years or even decades to understand those effects. That data just doesn't currently exist, and it isn't as easy as comparing it to something that has been studied like cigarette smoking. The problem is, it's different. It's not a cigarette. The makeup of what we are inhaling is different, and it varies from place to place and hour to hour with the materials and so on and so forth. There's a whole bunch of gases and really small particles, less than 2.5 microns. These are the sizes of single blood cells. That's so small that they can go through bandanas and cloth masks. It's those particles that cause the problems, getting deep into the lungs and triggering an inflammatory response. What he can say is that wildfire smoke does cause flares or exacerbation for people with chronic lung conditions like cystic fibrosis or asthma.
Sure.
Well, we know that.
We figured as much. I always look at it because, like, if you see, like, you outside and you just look at your car and you see all the crap that's on it after sitting there. Mm-hmm. And I always think about that. Like, if you're outside and you see someone running or you're doing yard work or whatever, I always just think that you are inhaling all of that. And I'm like, that can't be good for you.
He says it's especially bad for children with lung conditions. There's also no data on what prolonged exposure to the kind of smoke Oregonians are breathing in does to the developing lungs of children, but there are places to look for clues. This person says, this is another guy from OHSU, there's evidence that children that live close to freeways or anywhere that there are diesel particles have more risk for lower lung function and asthma. Sure. Did you know that?
Well, no, but again, that seems to make sense. Like, hey, I live next to a chemical fire. I got a tire fire going right by my house. I wonder why all the kids are having problems.
It's not a direct link, but it is an indication that breathing in polluted air can have long-term impacts on children. And then there is a study on monkeys that may make parents think twice about letting their kids play out in the smoke, no matter how cooped up they feel indoors. In 2008, a group of monkeys were inadvertently exposed to high levels of wildfire smoke. These monkeys were living in an outdoor facility over an extended period of time in Northern California as infants and exposed to smoke from a series of fires over one summer. Now, he says it would be unethical to study this deliberately. It was an accidental exposure, but what researchers found was a decrease in lung function as well as immune dysregulation in adolescents in the monkeys exposed to wildfire smokes as smoke as infants.
So basically what we can say is that if you're outside in smoky conditions, no matter what you are, it's not good for you. There's a shocker.
The only way to get rid of particle matter that small is to wear the N95 mask. So, and you can order those online.
I had mine on today when I was outside mowing the lawn. But I tell you, but my eyes, if you're outside doing anything, my eyes are the ones that I feel it when I come back inside. And my dogs don't like to be outside. I don't know if you've noticed this at all, anyone else with animals, but my dogs don't want to hang out outside.
They're not stupid.
No, they go outside, go to the bathroom, and normally they mill around and they chase stuff. And, you know, I got trees and just the woods. They love being out there. And now they go outside and come running right back in.
We have a potential COVID outbreak at Salmon Creek Chiropractor.
What?
Well, you know COVID, right?
Yeah.
We have a COVID outbreak
at the
Salmon Creek Chiropractor.
Like what? How many we got there?
Let's take a look, Barry.
I don't know the Salmon Creek Chiropractor. I was like, what constitutes a breakout? Like if two? One?
300 Salmon Creek chiropractic patients may have been exposed to COVID-19. Clark County Public Health is asking anyone who visited the Chiro 1 location in Salmon Creek.
Oh boy.
To quarantine immediately.
That's not good.
Yikes.
300.
300, jeez. Boy, that means somebody was being all COVID cocky, right? 300?
One would think that seems like an awful lot. But maybe it was someone that was working there, and that's, I don't know, and then you just
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot. That's
like,
why
that's
I was,
more than you would see in probably 2 days in a chiropractic.
Well, that's what I was wondering when you said there's an outbreak. I'm like, what are we talking about here? I thought you were going to throw out like 20, 30. That's an awful lot.
Well, 300 exposed. We don't know who's tested positive.
Exactly.
I have not seen the daily COVID numbers today yet, but I got to check the Oregon Health Authority website.
Yeah, because they stopped like Oregon Live and like KGW and like Fox. They used to just put them up every day, and now you kind of see them just every now and then.
Yeah, we don't really care about them anymore.
No, people are like, eh.
Like, although whatever.
I did see there was a wedding, I think it was in Maine or Vermont. That one wedding now is responsible for 7 deaths and like 60 infections.
Well, I thought, didn't it say that the 7 people that died weren't even at the wedding?
No.
No, yeah. It's
it was just the way the tentacles spread.
Yeah, they spread out. So,
oh, here it is. 157. Oop, nope, sorry.
So this is one of those, like, be careful, even if you're like, well, it's not going to affect me. Well, that's what people thought about a wedding, and now 7 people are dead.
Yikes. And has the wildfire smoke put a damper on all the riots that are going on downtown?
Because
we're not really reading about those much either.
No, you don't really
read
about it too much anymore. I think we're busy. I think we're just, all the focus is on the fires.
But I'm asking, are people still out there doing that?
I'm assuming so.
195 new cases, 2 deaths.
But all I can tell you is what I read because, well, I'm not out there protesting. And I will tell you that the coverage of the protests is way, way, way down.
Okay.
Like when you go to any news source, it's all just fire
nobody
stuff.
Really cares about this, that anymore either.
No, we've
it's all about the fires.
We've moved on to the fires.
All right, up next, speaking of fires, we get to the bottom of the Beachy Creek fire.
Yeah.
What caused it? Next on The Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
By the way, Mike reporting the COVID numbers, 195. That's up a little bit, but that's not too bad. If there were a Labor Day COVID spike, we would have started to see it by now, right?
Probably. Although
and we're not seeing it.
Although now with the fires and everything, you wonder if, again, all that's going to be delayed. I did see, though, that, you know, for schools, we have to have multiple weeks below 5%. Uh-huh. Last week, it ticked up to like 5.6. So now we got to start over. We got to start over.
So it has to be like 3 weeks in a row,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 3 weeks in a row, and we're still somewhere in the mid fives or sixes. We're close.
And that's positive test rate?
Yeah.
Statewide, or countywide?
Statewide. I think it has to be below 5%. And
for 3 straight weeks.
For 3 straight weeks.
And then the kids go back to school?
I think that's the first like step before it can even be considered. You know, and that may change, but that was their plan when they originally launched it, and I saw that last week the numbers ticked up above it. Because I think for 1 week we were down below 5% and people were like, oh, yeah, you know, two more to go and no.
The BT Creek fire, which that's the one that started north of Detroit and has permeated up the West Cascades there. They have gotten to the bottom of what started that fire.
What do we got?
Fire crews say downed power lines may have started 13 separate fires that all merged between Detroit and Mahama.
Well, and this is what they were saying when everyone, and obviously arson is something that, people take seriously and we have it every year, but remember that's what they were saying is that, you know, everyone's searching for these grandiose conspiracy theories. With the winds, they knew that downed power lines were going to be responsible for a lot of this, which is why in some places like up at Mount Hood, they just shut off the power because they knew that lines were going to go down. I still can't find anything on the protests.
I think the wildfire smoke, okay, so it really looked like for 100 straight nights.
Yes.
It looked like there was no end in sight.
Yeah.
To the protests slash that turn into riots, right?
Yeah.
Seemingly every night. It looked like, boy, these people are not, they're not going away. And the city can't get a handle on it, so it's just a mess, right?
Yeah.
Who had wildfires? Like, if you had to take a, it's like, how does this end? How does it stop? What happens? Who had wildfire smoke in that
state being on fire?
In that pool. But it sounds like it's, that's why people aren't going out, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. Is anyone, please,
anyone?
Like, is anyone out there mixing it up? Can you tell us? I literally have been on, I went on Oregon Live, KGW, Fox 12, the Willamette Week, and I'm trying to see something. And the only one I've seen so far is Portland protesters say their lives were upended by posting their mugshots on a conservative Twitter account. But that's like, that's not like what was happening last night. So I have no idea. I got no clue whether or not they're still out there mixing it up.
Can you believe Antifa knocked down those power lines?
I don't think that's true.
Can you believe that, Mike?
I believe that's been completely debunked.
How about this one, though?
What?
Follow me on this.
Show me the bodies.
They wanted the protests to stop. The protests seemingly have stopped. The fires are what stopped the protests. Therefore, the federal government or the local Portland government. Police Department, they're the ones
responsible for the fires.
Now, that's a conspiracy theory I can get behind.
There you go. Someone sat around and was like, wait a minute. How do we stop this? I know. Let's set some fires in Estacada.
Look at this low-pressure system coming in that's going to keep the smoke around for over a week.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
They consulted Zafino.
We can't use tear gas anymore. Fine. You know what we can use? Fire. By the way, this isn't any more. In fact, I think what we just said, that badass crazy conspiracy theory, is still like on the bottom 1% of craziness of the conspiracy theories.
I saw one today. I have to tell you about it. These are unreal. This one was on the tweets, and this is from somebody's Facebook post.
Yeah.
Or maybe no, it was an email. It's an email. Antifa training wild animals. My uncle, who is a cop a few towns over, told me those lost souls in Antifa are training small woodland critters to attack hikers. There are so many trails in the area. I want to let people know what this group is doing to corrupt not only our children, but our wildlife. Raccoons and weasels are their most common targets. Good luck out there. Hashtag Trump 2020.
By the way, I'll say it for the record. I want nothing more than to be attacked by raccoons on a hike. It would make my entire day.
Have you seen that South Park episode? You want nothing to do with cute critters.
By the way, someone is saying, I'm going to take this as gospel truth because why not? I have a friend who works for the Portland Police and has confirmed there have been no protests. So
there haven't been. So it's the wildfire. Are they going to come back out after the wildfire smoke goes away?
I would assume so. It's like a timeout. You know, like when you were playing, like, you know, when you were a kid, you were playing football and you had to go take a timeout to go have a glass of Tang and eat like a jelly sandwich. That's all it is. They're right now getting some orange slices and some Capri Suns. But don't worry. They'll be charged right back up once this clears out.
I need to restock my emotional support bar cart.
This is a great one, too. You know who loves down power lines? Child molesters.
Yep. Who doesn't know that?
Gosh.
All right. Good times. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. If you're just tuning into your sports talk today, some good news regarding Pac-12 football when we return on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.